This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd discusses four insect pests that are currently active: bagworms, brown-headed ash sawfly, rose sawfly, and clover mites. Raymond, a little word about bagworms. What are we seeing so far in the early season?
Well, it's that time, Jeff. We are now in the middle of May, and between now and June is when we should be expecting bagworms. First of all, if you know you have a history of bagworms on arborvitae, then you want to look at those trees for those small bags, eighth of an inch. They'll start getting a quarter of an inch. So be on the lookout, especially if they're ballooning in from certain areas. And then if you do see the bags with the caterpillar inside, and they're about a quarter inch or eighth of an inch, you can apply an insecticide. And the two that we recommend, the active ingredients, are number one is spinosad, and number two is BTK. And that stands for Bacillus thuringiensis caristaceae. It's a bacteria that only kills caterpillars. Now, both those have to be consumed by the bagworm caterpillar. So that's why you apply it early on. Once they start getting larger, like if we meet next month, then you have to use something a little more hard on them, but also it's going to be toxic to some of the pollinators and beneficial insects. Both BTK and spinosad are probably the least harmful that you can apply for bagworms for pollinators and beneficial insects.
And something we, like you say, want to catch early.
Exactly. Because if you get them when they're young, they don't have to eat as much of these active ingredients to be killed.
Also, brown-headed ash sawfly, what do we need to know about that?
Yeah, this is an insect that showed up about 2016. It primarily feeds on green and white ash, and it's come back. This is the first time I've seen it since 2016. They look like caterpillars, but they're not. They're sawflies. They're actually Hymenoptera, not Lepidoptera. The larvae are light green with the white stripes down their body. They'll initially cause shot holes on the ash leaves, and they'll eventually eat them all. And they congregate at the base in large numbers. We've gotten a number of inquiries. And I just finished an article for our newsletter blog. There is an extension publication you can obtain from your county or download it on brown-headed ash sawfly. Has everything you want to know. But really, rain or any weather will knock them down, and it's going to be very short. But if your ash trees are suffering substantial damage where you're compromising aesthetic value, you can use a high-pressure water spray to dislodge them or hand pick them off, or if you need to apply an insecticide, you can do that. If you have any questions, you can always call your extension agent or call Department of Entomology at Kansas State.
Rose sawfly may be a little bit more common, and we're seeing that too?
Yes, we are. The roses now are getting fed upon. If you go out and look at your roses and the veins are still there, they're kind of skeletonized. On the leaf underside will be a slug-looking insect, light green, orange-head, rose sawfly. That's another of those sawflies related to brown-headed ash sawfly. So the BTK, which I mentioned for bagworms, will not work on either brown-headed ash sawfly or rose sawfly. You need to hand-pick high-pressure water spray to dislodge them or one of the other insecticides that's labeled for sawfly larvae.
Yeah, and do they tend to come back year after year then?
Well, the rose sawfly has been an annual pest. I've seen it every year for a couple of years now. There are three different species out there, but the rose sawfly, or it's also called rose slug because they do resemble a slug, have been very common. And so I'm sure you've gone out there and your roses look like they've been skeletonized, fed upon. Yeah, that's going to be, and some it's, if they're really fed upon where the point where there's not much green, then there's no point of even making an application of insecticide. It's going to be too late, yeah.
And then finally, clover mites.
We are still getting inquiries for clover mites. They're difficult to deal with. They come in the home, spring, fall. They don't bite you, but they leave a sting, and they are a nuisance. The key for clover mites is keep your turf grass away from the foundation of the house. They do feed on turf grass. They can be a pest. But you want to put like a barrier of rock or some type of mulch around your home to provide an inhospitable environment for them to cross. That doesn't mean they will not. You may still have to apply an insecticide or contract with a pest management professional to have them come out and spray around the perimeter of the house to keep the clover mites from entering.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd with information on bagworms, brown-headed ash sawfly, rose sawfly, and clover mites. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.